I'm going to start out on this for just a little bit because tonight I wanted to start out with just something maybe a little bit different, just a little fun. As we were singing, isn't it awesome, the Savior that we serve? And we think about Him, how that He saved us, that He has given us a relationship with Him. And tonight we're going to look at, when you've got that relationship, what about when you sin in that relationship after you've asked Jesus to be your Savior? We're going to look at one verse tonight. But to kind of start things off, I have a little quiz here that I'm going to give to some of you. Pastor Jeff is going to help me. There are some slides, some PowerPoints. It won't come up on the screen. Did it go to sleep? It went to sleep. It's not supposed to go to sleep when the PowerPoint's on. Hold on, I'll have to... Yeah, right. It's all him.
Okay, ready? Get my tablet here.
All right, what is it? Well, it... Oh, no, I won't tell you. All right, we should be set. This is, and I'll give Pastor Jeff the instructions, but we're going to put some of you up to a little quiz, so don't feel bad, don't feel nervous. I am going to start. I was talking with Priscilla before the service here, and she was all excited for me, and so can I trouble you? This is a very simple, and I have all the answers right here just to make sure I know where I'm at. So here we go. Priscilla. Some things are going to pop up on the screen here, and we're just going to go through them. And don't worry, you're not the only one I'm going to do this to. So, I didn't warn you I was going to do this to you. So, first off, Priscilla, this is a blue triangle. What is that?
It's a triangle.
And what color is it?
Well, you said it was blue, but it doesn't look blue.
Yeah, it's a little off on the screen there, but it is a blue triangle. Pastor Jeff, the next one. This is supposed to be the color pink. I think our color skew is a little off. How about, this is the color gray. What color is that?
That's gray.
Okay, very good. See, two for two. Very easy. Next one. This is the Statue of Liberty. What is that?
The Statue of Liberty.
Yes, absolutely. Wow, this is amazing. Next one. This is amazing, Priscilla. Now, how would you describe that?
That's a dangerous jump.
The dangerous jump, yes. Quite amazing. So, very good. Four for four. Thank you very much. Let's see. Who else can I pick on here? Right here. You want to? Okay. Here we are. Hold on one second here. Let me just make sure I know where I'm at. Okay. What's your name?
Mindy.
Wendy. I'm sorry. I turned the W upside down. That's my fault. I'm sorry. Okay. Wendy. This is a weird dog. Go ahead. What is that?
A weird dog.
Yeah, it's a very weird dog. I don't know who would own a dog like that. Ooh. Anyway, okay, Wendy, go ahead. This guy should not play soccer. Okay? What sport should that guy not play?
Soccer.
Yep. Pretty clear there. Okay, Wendy. This is a smiley face. What is that?
A smiley face.
Yes. Wow. Three for three. This is amazing. And Wendy, look up here. This is a mean cat. Watch this. Wendy, what type of cat is that?
A mean cat.
A mean cat. Good job. Thank you very much. Four for four. All right. We need to get someone else on this here. Let's go over here. Who can I pick on over here? Let's do Guy Finch. He's right here. Okay. Guy, yeah, I know. It's kind of questionable. Guy, this is Pastor Jeff. Who is that?
Oh, that's Pastor Jeff.
Yes, it is. Yes, pulled it right from, I'm not quite sure where we pulled that from. Anyway. Okay, next one. This is painful. How would you describe that?
Painful.
Yes, absolutely. All right, next one. This is the color blue. What color is that?
You say it's blue.
We're hoping. Okay, one more. This is a mean penguin. How would you describe that penguin?
Yeah, lost.
Lost mean penguin. Absolutely. Good, 4 for 4 there. One more. Let me see who I can pick on over here. I see Cameron sitting here. And so, Cameron, here we go. This is an airplane. What is that? It's an airplane. It's amazing, isn't it? Wow. Okay, here we go. This guy loses his temper. Not nice, okay? Don't do that. What just happened there? He lost his temper, absolutely. And last but not least, this is stupid. How would you describe that? Yes, absolutely. That's it, Pastor Jeff. Thank you very much. Folks, I'm going to see if this guy works. This is confession. Let me switch over. This is confession. A familiar verse. A verse that probably many of you know, have memorized, that you love. 1 John 1:9. If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. As we think about confession, it's important that we first off talk about what confession is not. And these are just some simple thoughts. But confession is not getting saved again. Sometimes after you've accepted Christ as your Savior, you sin. Maybe it's something that you struggle with in your life and you're like, oh, did I really mean it? Did I? The confession that 1 John 1:9 is talking about is not getting saved again. Now, as a church, being accurate with the Bible, we preach the gospel. We preach that each one of us has sinned against God. We are separated from Him by our sin. And because of our sin, we deserve the just punishment of separation from Him in eternal damnation in hell. That's what we deserve. But God also shows us in His Word that because He loves us, God Himself, Jesus, came and died on the cross. So that if we will take our trust that we place in the things, the good things, the rituals, whatever it is we're trying to do to get God to like us or to accept us, if we'll take our trust and switch it from that stuff to what Jesus did on the cross for us, He promises that our sins are forgiven, we are made right with Him, and we have a home in heaven. And if you're here tonight, I know many of you have already done that, but if you're here tonight and you have never put your faith and trust in Jesus Christ for a personal relationship, turning from your sin and to Him alone, let me encourage you, talk to me after we're done tonight. Talk to one of the ushers, one of the other pastors. We would love to share that with you. Confession is not getting saved again in 1 John 1:9. Confession is also not telling a priest or pastor. I grew up in a Baptist church ever since I was a little kid. It's not something I have any experience with. My wife, Kathy, grew up as a Catholic before she accepted Christ as her Savior. And confession in 1 John 1:9 is not going in, setting in a booth with a screen between yourself and some priest and laying out everything that you did that week or however many days it was since you were at confession last. Now, we do need to tell our sin, but if you remember the verse, it says if we confess our sin, He, God, is faithful and just to forgive us. The confession of 1 John 1:9 is when we talk to God directly. We have an advocate before the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. Confession is not getting saved again. Confession is not telling a priest or a pastor. Confession is this. Agreeing with God that what you did was sin and telling Him so. If you look at that verse with me, and we focus on that very short first phrase, it says, if we confess our sins. The word confess there is a Greek word that means to say the same thing as, to agree with. Now, let me ask you. You say, okay, wait, so Dave, what you're talking about is, after I've accepted Jesus Christ as my Savior, when I sin, I am supposed to say the same thing that God does about my sin. I need to call it sin, and I need to tell God. Does that sound kind of hard to you? Can I just point out something? You were doing it at the beginning of this message. This is a blue triangle. What is that? It's a blue triangle. This is painful. How would you describe that? Painful. This is a smiley face. You don't have to come up with the definition. You don't have to define. You don't have to explain it. We just agree with it and admit it. We say the same thing that God does. Let me ask you this. When you know that you've sinned, what do you do? Maybe there's a coworker, and they just get on your nerves, and that day they just got you, you snapped, you lost it on them, you chewed them out. After they walk away, after you calm down a little bit and the Holy Spirit says, you just sinned. What do? Well, Dave, you don't know them. I mean, they don't do anything for anybody. They're always looking out for their own back. They're just, they just get on everyone's nerves. They're a jerk. Maybe it was your kids. Get home. They're going crazy. You lose it. You ream them out. And not in love. You don't know those kids. Man, they are uncontrollable. They have been in my hair all day long. Maybe it's a toy. That one toy. And someone asks to see it or play with it. No, mine. And you're selfish about that. Maybe it's telling a lie. And who just broke the lamp? The cat? We don't have a cat. Do we have a gerbil? Isn't it so much easier to rationalize, to explain it away, to justify it? It's so much easier. Our pastor back in Pennsylvania, Pastor Tim Jordan, he had a saying. He would say, there's a huge difference between simple and easy. Confession is simple. I don't have to define it. I don't have to come up with, was that right? Was that wrong? God has done that for me. But it sure isn't easy, is it? And when you sin, when you lose it on that coworker and ream them out, you know what God says? Just do this. Talk to Him. God, I just reamed that coworker out. I just reamed that person out in anger, and it was sin. Please forgive me. And then you need to go make it right with that coworker too. How about with that toy? God, I was selfish. and that is sin. Please forgive me and help me to be willing to share. Maybe it's with your kids. Maybe you need to say, God, I just chewed them out. And maybe they've done wrong, but I didn't respond right. And that was sinful. I confess that to you as sin. And then, gather your kids around. You know why confession is so hard? Because it takes, it's a humiliating experience. It takes humbling ourselves to go to God or to someone else and say, I was wrong. I sinned. And that's hard. But you know what? We've only talked about part of that verse so far. If we confess our sins, if we will say the same thing that God does about it, God gives us a promise. Confession comes with a promise. And it's actually a whole lot more of the verse. Because I think God understood. He knows us. He knows the struggle. Look at the promise. He, God, is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. He is faithful. Let me ask you something. When you're thinking of someone who you want to work with you on a project, or you want to help you with some problem that you're going through in your life, do you want someone who is faithful or who is unfaithful? You want someone who is faithful because you know I can count on them. That they are going to do what they say. They will always do it. God says, if you confess your sin, He will always, faithfully forgive it. It's not a question. It's not a, oh, you know, this is the 12th time this week, or maybe it's the 12th time this day that I have to confess this to God. It's not a, oh, God's like, oh, no, you screwed up one too many times. Not happening. That is not the case. He is faithful. He will always forgive. But what else? He is just. That means He is absolutely right in doing it. There's no trying to get around the law, trying to change things, looking for a loophole. When the accusation comes up, and I picture in my mind a courtroom scene, and I see Satan there as the accuser of the brethren, and he says, look at Dave G. His heart, his attitude there, it's completely wrong. He was selfish. He was sinful. He was angry. Maybe he was lustful. Camera pans to me. What can I say? I have done all of those things. And in a specific way. And it's all I can say is, God, I sinned. I confess that to you as sin. But I have an advocate. And he stands up and he says, Father, that's true. But I've already paid the punishment for that sin. It's already taken care of. And David G. stands before you, not in my righteousness, not in David G.'s righteousness. Sorry about that. But in Jesus Christ's righteousness. He is faithful. He will always forgive us. He is just. He is absolutely right. There are no appeals. He will forgive us of our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. The dirtiness, that filth, that distance that comes in our relation between us and the Father. Jesus Christ has paid the penalty for our sins. And when we confess it, that distance, where you kind of want to stay away from God because, you know, kids, it's like, you know, your dad when you've done something wrong, and I don't necessarily want to see him. When we confess our sins, he cleanses. There's not even a speck anywhere. He cleanses us from all unrighteousness. Confession is simple. All you have to do is agree with God and tell him so. But it's not easy. And as you struggle with that this week, maybe even on the ride home, maybe there's some stuff that God's bringing to your mind where you say, oh, I've justified, I've explained it away, but I've never just confessed it. Remember that simple but very hard thing that God calls us to do comes with some of the most precious promises from our Heavenly Father. He will always forgive. He is absolutely right in forgiving, and he washes us, not in the sense of saving us again, but in the sense of that distance that comes between us. He cleanses us from all unrighteousness so that there is absolutely nothing that stands between he and us. So let me encourage you with this. The next time you sin, confess it. Don't make it complicated. Agree with God that what you did was sin and tell him so. Father, as we come to you this evening, you know that's hard. It's so much easier to spend the time and energy and effort to explain it away and justify it because I don't want to admit that I'm wrong to you or especially to others. Lord, I pray that you would help each one of us here as we wrestle with this truth, that one, we wouldn't complicate it, but two, that we would remember your precious promises that you lavish on us if we will humble ourselves and just confess it. I thank you for our time together tonight. I pray that you would help us this week as things happen, whether it be sharing a toy, an annoying co-worker, kids out of control, or whatever, that we would be sensitive to your Holy Spirit, and that when he pricks us, or when we know, I sinned, that we would confess it and stand before you forgiven. We thank you for our time tonight. We love you, praise you, in Jesus' name.